From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama says growing stability in the nation's financial sector is a sign that the economy is starting to return to normal. But the president says some business leaders apparently haven't learned from the past. Mr. Obama says Wall Street will have to change its way of doing business.
The old ways that led to this crisis cannot stand. And to the extent that some have so readily returned to them, underscores the need for change and change now. History cannot be allowed to repeat itself.
Mr. Obama says companies that continue risky business practices are not only jeopardizing themselves, but the nation's future as well. A federal judge in New York has ordered Bank of America and the Securities and Exchange Commission to prepare to go to trial after he rejected a $33 million settlement between them over bonuses at Merrill Lynch. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Simone Orendine reports.
The SEC sued the Charlotte-based bank in August, alleging it misled shareholders about executive bonuses at Merrill Lynch before the two companies merged. The SEC and Bank of America came to a settlement, but Judge Jed Rakoff says in his order that the penalty unfairly victimizes the shareholders. University of North Carolina finance professor Tony Plath says Judge Rakoff's decision is bad for both the bank and the regulators.
Number one, he expects a stronger argument to vindicate Bank of America. Number two, I think he sees the SEC's legal work as being rather lazy and not consistent with the levying of a $33 million fine.
Bank of America says it's prepared to prove it properly disclosed the bonuses to shareholders. For NPR News, I'm Simone Orendine in Charlotte.
One of the new CEOs of carmaker Opel says that more than 10,000 jobs could be cut in Europe as part of a restructuring plan. NPR's Eric Westervelt has the story.
The co-chief executive of Magna International, Siegfried Wolf, said job cuts were possible, including some 4,500 in Germany, 2,000 in Belgium, more than 800 in Britain, and other cuts. He was referring to the company's original plan for Opel, outlined in his company's bid released this summer. Last week, GM agreed to sell a 55% stake in its European unit, split evenly between Canadian firm Magna and a Russian bank. Opel workers and General Motors will hold a remaining stake. Opel employs nearly 50,000 workers in Europe, half of them in Germany. GM has agreed to keep four German plants open, and some European countries have accused Germany of unfairly pressuring GM to protect its workers. Belgium has asked the European Union to investigate whether Germany broke any antitrust rules. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 21 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 10. This is NPR News. Jody Powell, who had been among the most trusted advisors to President Jimmy Carter, has died of a heart attack. Powell was 65. Carter issued a statement calling Powell's death a great loss and saying that he will miss him greatly. Powell first worked with Carter during his campaign for governor in Georgia during the 1960s, then joined Carter's presidential campaign in 1976. He served as chief White House spokesman from 1977 until 1981. Actor Patrick Swayze's long battle against pancreatic cancer is over. His publicist says the actor passed away peacefully with his family at his side. Swayze was best known for Dirty Dancing and the movie Ghost. He was 57. Jesse Baker has more.
We've seen him as a bank robber, a cross-dresser, and a lovesick ghost. But Patrick Swayze will forever be embedded in our minds as Johnny Castle, the leather jacket-wearing bad boy dance instructor.
Every time of my life, though I never felt like this before.
Who quite literally swept actress Jennifer Grey off her feet in the 1987 movie Dirty Dancing. Swayze gave the film's audience the time of their life and embedded forever one line onto the lips and into the hearts of teenage girls across the globe.
Nobody puts a baby in a corner.
Patrick Swayze invoked the inner dancer in many of his acting roles. He carried himself with grace and the poise of a classically trained dancer, both on and off the film set. For NPR News, I'm Jesse Baker in New York.
Again, in stocks, the Dow Industrials gained 21 points. The Nasdaq rose 10. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.